Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Go Michigan. Kristen, Mark, you know, part of the rich culture of the city of Detroit in this region, of course, we all know and appreciate the history and all the rest, how significant the auto industry and this notion of shifts and people filling a certain shift, the factories open round the clock all day long. Those shifts were running and humming and fully productive. But there was a thing that happened that was really popular, especially when Detroit was booming in the early to mid 1900s. There was a culture that bubbled up here in Detroit and businesses that served that culture. And the culture was to get off the shift late at night or early in the morning, as the case may be. The third shift got off actually between 6 and 7 a.m., as we understand it. And you'd head not home to go to bed right away and take some rest, but to head to a local pub, have a little food, have a little drink, connect with friends, unwind. Part of the culture here, and it went hand in glove with the whole experience of being a third shift worker in one of the auto companies, and of course, related businesses too. But something cool and interesting and really different about that idea of working all night, getting off the shift early in the morning and heading to a local pub, right?
Yeah, I think it's part of that.
Detroit grit,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's part of Detroit grit.
Yeah, they needed to unwind. That became their community. That was their watering hole. Back in the day, that's where they would cash their checks.
Exactly.
They would bring in their check and then they'd pay their tab off.
That's where they'd spend their checks.
Yeah, exactly.
Cash their checks and spend their checks all in the same time.
But it was part of those communities.
Yeah.
Each community had its own specific third shift bar.
Yeah, kind of cheers, if you will,
cheers.
But it's 7 a.m. in the morning.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Those of us who don't or didn't work a late night shift or had family members or friends who did, we don't really know about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different kind of thing. If you said, you know, when you head to your local Cheers and grab a beer with a buddy, you know, you either say I do it after work at 5 or I do it late night to watch a sporting event. But who does it at 7 a.m. in the morning, 6 a.m. in the morning? Well, the third shift workers getting off those third shifts, that's who does it. And they did it in a way that really powered a whole culture and business sector around it, as I said earlier. Well, is it still alive? Is it still happening as the auto industry has ratcheted back its aggressive production and not producing as they were through the night as much as they were? They don't have as many laborers as they did back then. That culture is kind of a dying thing, but not dead. Still alive, actually. Kristen, you found a cool story on this whole thing published by a local journalist, Mickey Lyons.
Yeah, Jeff, I came across this story and I thought it was so interesting because last year we were heavy into our pre-W Smith radio show and we got off
early in the morning.
Yeah, we got off at 6 a.m. And I thought, why didn't we ever go to one of these bars?
Why didn't we? And you know what? We're going to now because I want to check it out. It sounds really cool. Before we do that, let's hear about this culture and the businesses that serve it. Mickey Lyons, welcome to the show. Is this still something that is alive and kicking and happening right here in the Detroit region?
Yeah, I mean, it's still there. It's hanging on in pockets and in some places. But, you know, with the loss of that midnight shift, whether that's in the automotive factories or the secondary suppliers, with the loss of that, we are also losing some of these third shift bars. Sometimes they're closing completely, or in the case of one of the bars that I talked to for this article, they're just shifting their hours to reflect when people are actually coming in.
Isn't there a law preventing serving alcohol after, was it 2 a.m. in Michigan?
It is, yes, after 2 a.m., but believe it or not, you can get a special license to start serving at 7 a.m., and that's what these folks have. Yep.
So the typical third shift, and we're talking like typically auto workers, ended when? At what time? Around 7?
Usually around 6 or 7 in the morning,
Okay.
So they're going in at 11 p.m., getting out between 6 and 7 a.m. So when they leave, they're not heading for breakfast. They're going probably for dinner. I mean, that would be their dinner, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I heard from so many of the people that I talked to at the third shift bars was that, you know, everyone thinks they want bacon and eggs, but when you get done with your job at night, do you want bacon and eggs? No, you want a cheeseburger.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, that's typically if you were to finish during a,
like a
normal day shift,
5
right, 5
yeah.
o'clock, you're going to get a cheeseburger.
Right.
So
are,
you're saying, are they going for cheeseburgers at 7 a.m.?
Of course they are.
Well, now you got my attention.
And they're having bacon and eggs at 10 at night.
Wow, everything's turned upside down. Are they having a beer with that burger at 7 a.m.?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They're not having a beer at 5 o'clock in the afternoon because they're asleep.
Oh,
so it's an entirely different circadian rhythm. Yeah.
Right.
And these aren't all just people coming off the line, manufacturers. These are doctors, nurses, police officers, right? You still have that shift that goes in at 11, gets out at 6 or 7 a.m. They need a place to gather.
Yeah. And I heard the word relax and decompress over and over again. Huh. You know, these folks are working super stressful jobs. They're dealing with stress and trauma all night, especially on the big holidays. And they need somewhere to go and unwind because they're wired after a, you know, scary night on the job.
Sure, unless let the truth be told, if you head home at 7 a.m., then you gotta walk in the door and your wife says, you gotta drive the kids to school. Take the garbage out.
Right.
You know? So if you wait till 8 or 9 before you show up at home, the kids are already in school, things have quieted down and you can get some rest. And I'm sure, you know, all kidding aside, there's probably some merit to all that, probably some truth to all that kind of pattern of behavior. You know, people outside of our region don't really know the auto culture, this notion of late night shifts and everything else. Of course, there's variations of it in other industries across the country, but it's such a part of historic Detroit culture. And it's kind of interesting to know that at some level anyway, it continues to this day. Do you have examples of places people who get off the third shift, where are they headed? Where are the popular spots?
Well, it depends on what side of town you're on. There's a few that are still around. East Point Pub is right on the border of Detroit and East Point, and they're right over by Ascension Hospital. So that's one spot that I talk to that a lot of folks are gathering out there. Honest John's right in downtown Detroit is still open at 7 in the morning. There's a couple more in Dearborn still. There's one all the way north up in Sterling Heights called McKenzie's Tavern, I believe, that still opens that early. So if you can find a hospital or a plant that has a midnight shift, there's a solid chance that there's still at least one third shift bar nearby.
I have to ask you this from a bar owner, business owner standpoint. If your bar, if it's open at 7 a.m. to serve this clientele, this third shift clientele, does that mean they're open round the clock typically? Or do these places just have different hours?
Well, it depends. It used to be yes. So Abix in Southwest Detroit was an example of a bar that was open from 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day for many years, for actually pretty close to 100 years. And you have basically one person who works that early morning day shift. For Abix, it was Manya, who was born and raised in the bar, grew up there. A lot of times it is an older woman, a retired woman, a relative of somebody who owns the bar. And then night bar shifts are your typical night bar shifts. So, but one of the reasons that we are losing so many of these bars is not just because of the loss of the midnight shifts at the plant, but also we have lost, you know, the service industry in general has been decimated by recent changes. You know, the pandemic, everybody kind of closed down. There just are not as many bartenders and servers anymore.
Right. I was going to say the labor issues, the labor challenges, and this is probably, well, one could make an argument more challenging because of the odd hours that you'd have to work if you wanted to be here. But maybe that also makes it a unique opportunity for someone to pick up a second job, a second shift, if you will.
Yep.
A way to bring in supplemental income. I'm just thrilled to know, if you had asked me before I read your article, do you know a place where you can go get a burger and a beer at 7 a.m. in the morning? I probably wouldn't have been able to say yes to that at all. I'd say, what are you kidding? But the reality is it's really cool to know that the culture still does exist. And there are, even though just a handful, you mentioned a few, but just to know that the culture is still out there, businesses are still serving this community, it's kind of cool to know what's going on. You know, I got to tell you, one of the reactions I had was when I heard you describe these people headed to the bar, not having bacon and eggs, but having instead the burger and a beer, I kind of want to go. I don't have an excuse. I'm not getting off at 7 a.m. from work, but I want to go. The culture seems really cool. I like the kind of people who are out working at night. There's just something about it that's, it kind of reminds me of, what is it, Hopper, the painting? You know, the
Nighthawks.
Nighthawks, yes. Yeah. Right? That's it.
Yeah, there's very much a Nighthawks vibe to an early morning bar when everyone's coming in. You know, a lot of the doctors and nurses and pharmacists are still in their scrubs. They are war weary. And they just want to chill out and relax, just like all of us do.
Right. And this becomes their community. These become their friends.
Yeah.
Some may be coworkers, but these are the people that they want to unwind with. And this is a unique group. So they're swapping stories and sharing about their day. Just their day is first thing in the morning. I love it. There's something kind of romantic about it, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure these people are regulars, so they probably all know each other. It's the classic Cheers kind of thing. I love it. Well, Mickey, I have to tell you, thanks for bringing this to our awareness. We appreciate it. And I seriously am going to check it out.
Yeah.
I am. It's a little late for this story. Nonetheless, I definitely want to do it. It's a cool culture. And who can turn down a burger and beer at 7 in the morning? All right. Listen, Mickey, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you being on. So, guys, Mark, by the way, Mark, you're a real Detroiter. When I think of Detroit, I do think of you and Detroit really synonymously. You've got that amazing work ethic. You grew up in the side of Detroit, which was kind of the music culture here in Detroit. But yeah, actually, you were going for a burger at 2 a.m., right?
Oh, yeah.
You'd get off the bar, you'd close, you're doing your shows, you'd head out at 2 a.m. You know, Mark, I just said it, Kristen, I don't know how you feel about this, but I got to say, Mark really is, he personifies Detroit. Hardworking, amazing work ethic. I noticed that about Mark. You got it in your blood, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's in your DNA, that Detroit thing. All right. Well, Kristen, Mark, listen, we always like to go deep on our stories. We like to know what we're talking about. We're definitely going we're going on a field trip. Anybody who wants to join us, we'll let people know when we're going.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to meet us for a burger and beer at 7 a.m., we're in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. We're going to do it. Before we do that, though, we got to finish the show. And so we want you to stick with us. Great stuff coming up. Back with more in a minute right here on Let's Go Michigan.